Hi, everybody. It's time again for the Mikey and Al podcast. I'm Mikey.
And I'm Al. And we got Pat Nunnery with us today.
Hello.
He is the owner of Jet Set in Newburgh. He also owns Color Cube. But before we get started, we want to give us a shout out to our sponsor, Empire Original Designs. Jointheempire.com. They are the best in creating any kind of challenge coins. They work with first responders. They work with the fire department. They work with any institution out there. So any kind of challenge coin, anything that you guys need done, please reach them. Empire Original Designs at jointheempire.com. And Pat, we'd like to give you one.
Commemorative. Thank you.
Mikey and I'll podcast that thing. Hold on to that in 20 years. That may be worth it. A dollar or two.
Thank you very much. We hope
currency actually looks like that.
That's right. Yeah.
There we go, bud.
Thank you.
Good to have you on.
We're banking on.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So one of the things, when did you come up to the Hudson Valley? Have you been here? Are you a native?
I was born here. I was born right up the street in St. Luke's Hospital.
Oh,
beautiful. All right. Newburgh native.
Yeah.
Yeah, born and raised here.
Yeah. Then after college, I moved away. I went to California. I lived in Los Angeles for long while.
Okay.
And then I worked in TV right out of college in New York. And then when I was actually at MSG, right across the street at a network called Fuse.
Okay.
It was a small music network. Okay. And then when they got bought by MSG and then laid everyone off. And at that point I moved to LA.
So let's break this down. How was LA? I've never been to LA.
Oh, it's the best.
So you've been out there, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see, you guys can talk about LA.
World.
I can't.
It is. It's another world.
I just got Los Angeles tattooed. I love it so much. I missed the hell out of it.
When's the last time you went back?
2 weeks.
Oh, yeah? What'd you like most about it?
It's just, I don't know. I just love it. I have so many friends out there still. And, you know, I met a lot of great people working. Yeah. And
is it a different vibe? I mean, makes Los Angeles? Because I haven't. Mike, you know me. I'm Europe driven. I go to Europe all the time.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Not all the time, but you know, I'm there at least once a year. Mm-hmm. And that was my thing. I've never been.
Where do you go in Europe?
West Coast. I'm in predominantly Germany, but you know, from Germany you can go to Paris. You're in France. You're in Belgium. You're all over the place.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really cool. But I don't know why I've never made it to L.A., so I'm curious what the vibe is, what makes it unique, and why did you come back?
Well, at that point, TV's kind of a very fickle industry.
Okay.
Where you're bouncing around from job to job, and it's all freelance work.
Okay.
And I got kind of sick of that, and I thought, let me just go home for a little bit. And then when I got back here, I met my wife.
Okay.
And then I figured, okay, now I'm trapped.
That usually is it. I'll die here.
You got to put your stakes in the ground.
Yeah.
You're done.
So that usually does.
I'll never see LA again.
Oh, man.
No, I hate to say that. But
well, LA, though, I mean, from an expense perspective, it's not cheap out there.
No, it's really expensive
now, right?
What's your favorite part of LA? Or what do you love?
You know, cornball stuff like Hollywood and Sunset Strip.
Right.
You know, I haven't really gone too much.
Oh, sure.
You know, because the city's so big and so spread out.
Right.
You know, we would usually go into town for business one thing or another.
Yeah.
And then I would go to, like, you know, the Strip.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Or Santa Monica.
Yeah.
I really like Santa Monica.
Yeah. You know? Oh, it's the best. The bars are amazing. Like, obviously, you know, partners in a tiki bar, and the tiki bars in Los Angeles.
Right.
My absolute
favorite. Is that where the concept came from? Well, I know you have that, but you.
No. So I always loved tiki bars. It was my favorite. And then, our one partner, Mike, he got in touch with me and he was like, I think we're going to open a tiki bar. If you know anyone who, you know, might be interested. And I immediately called my wife and I was like, we got to do this. So
for all the listeners, Pat owns down at the Newburgh waterfront, Jet Set, which is a great, great location. It's right there on the waterfront. Thanks. I think you guys did a hell of a job there.
It's have a real great atmosphere and, the burgers dynamite.
Yeah. No doubt.
It's really good bar charts. Food.
Yeah.
You know,
so you guys opened that what year was it? It hadn't been around that long, right?
No, September of, I guess it was a year and a few months. So So okay. September of 23. September 1st.
What was in that location prior? I remember there was... There was
Blue Martini, 50
Blue
Front.
Blue Martini, 50 Front, okay.
There's a Greek place in there for a little bit.
And then you changed the whole concept. It looks really cool. Yeah, I mean, Mike thanks. And I really enjoyed
you
it.
You opened the tail end of COVID?
Yeah.
Is that what's the deal?
Well, yeah. Probably not the, you know, best time to open a business. But even the print shop, we bought the print shop off the previous owner in 2020. And then a few months later, COVID hit. So yeah. I didn't sleep for about 6 months straight after that.
I bet. Now, like at the waterfront, let's say, are you able to, like, when COVID happens, can you, like, negotiate rents or anything? How do you make it through something like that? You know, I mean, do you just basically...
It's tough.
It's bootstraps and just... Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Bearing down.
Literally, like, let's go to the bar.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's start selling cocaine. Yeah. You know what I mean? Anything you got to do. Fuck. I wouldn't blame any business owner for resorting to anything, you know? Especially if you just signed a lease.
Right
before it hit. Jeez.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. So what has been the pitfalls and the what you consider, because, you know, owning a bar, I think, is every guy's sort of fantasy to a certain degree, because, you know, you walk in the bar, you got the swagger.
It's like Cheers. Do you ever feel like you're walking it, like your norm walking into Cheers or something?
I like to think so in my head.
Yeah, in your head. Yeah, sure. Well, that's all that counts.
Right.
Yeah. See, but you're married now, so you sort of fucked that one up.
Sure. Yeah, and she's a partner, too.
Oh, so she's a partner,
I really screwed that up.
No, exactly.
Yeah, you tied more ways than one.
Right.
No, but you know what? If there's something cool about walking the bar, and you're like, you know what? Get those two ladies a drink down at the
Right.
Bar.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
I'm
who's house. That guy?
Yeah, it only cost you 25 cents, even though, you know, it's $16 in there.
The little joys is like, I can send drinks to... friends.
Yeah.
You know, I could send drinks to that table. I, you know, you got to get your kicks somewhere.
Sure. Yeah. Sure.
Just because it, you know, it can be a drag at times.
I'm sure. What's the worst part?
There's a lot.
Yeah.
All right. There's a lot of them.
No, I was going to say, everybody for every drink you're sending, they don't see that.
The
white sheet tallying up at the
end. Oh, yeah. No, you're losing money on each one.
Yeah. The logistics of getting the place up and running and like all the marketing and everything. It's a lot of. A ton of work.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I mean, it's great, but, you know, it's still a lot.
And really to establish yourself takes a while.
So yeah.
Just like anything. Yeah. You know, you got to really put time and effort into it.
Right.
Even our pot. I mean, we've been at it for a while and we're growing, but it, you know, it's an investment time.
Yeah.
Time wise.
Time and sort of an evolution.
Right. Yeah. No, I think with the bar, you know, we're still at the point where I personally think it's important to create kind of a scene.
Yeah.
You know, Tiki's new to this area.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, like, the closest Tiki bar was in Kingston.
Okay.
But it was real small. It was a really cool place. Great drinks.
They're cozy. It's like you want to listen to three-piece jazz at any of those places.
Yeah. So I think we're still in the kind of in the phase of, like, let's, you know, get momentum with the bar and you know, let's create kind of a Tiki scene.
Yeah.
In a way.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. I get it. Now, when you have multiple partners, you have creative differences, or how do you guys work that out? Majority rules?
I think the beauty of the situation is that, you know, the other partners have a hospitality background and they had a background in restaurants and, you know, food and bev.
Mm-hmm.
And then my wife and I, it is more of like the creative aspects, so like the branding and design and decor and that whole kind of thing.
Gotcha.
So we do a good job of kind of staying in our lanes. There's a little bit of overlap here and there, but it's never really, you know, come to head.
I think that's
okay.
Cool.
No contention there.
Yeah.
Right. No, we work well.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Everybody gets along. You can't.
Yeah.
You
know, yeah.
Yeah. Partners
can't
are tough.
Beat that.
Oh. Right.
Yeah. It's,
you
yeah.
Get
a, oh.
You get an
oh,
asshole yeah. part and you're fucked.
Oh.
So true.
Oh yeah.
You're sure. Like, let me buy you out. No, let me buy you out. No,
let me buy you out. Fuck you. Well, I'm my lawyer. And the lawyers get all the money.
Exactly. Yeah. Lawyers are like, let's spend this shit for the next fucking six
months. Lawyers are calling each other. What are we going to do with the business?
I don't know.
Whatever we want.
Let's bill them some more fucking billable hours.
Oh. 27.8.
Horrible. I thought one concept was really cool. The at the Tiki Bar, you had that. It was like that shell of a plane that you had on one of the walls.
Yeah, yeah, we found that on eBay.
Did you find that on eBay? Yeah. That was a cool car. Yeah.
Yeah, it was. It cost more to get it here than the actual cost of the plane itself.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And then we got it here. We had to cut it up and mount it on the wall. But it was a Delta, M80, I think.
Wow.
I don't know if it was a passenger plane or if it was cargo, but it looks good.
It's a cool touch.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really cool touch.
Yeah, that's kind of, it's obviously called Jet Set. So we wanted to kind of lean into like the aviation end of, for the branding and all that shit.
Sure. Gotcha. I think that's awesome.
Mix that with tiki. And
well, you know, at least you're coming into spring. So now you're starting to get where the waterfront pumps.
Right.
Because I was looking, I think there's another place down there. You know that place, the River Grill.
Yeah,
they've been there for a long time. But it was for sale. I don't know if you knew that, but I think we talked about that one time.
Yeah.
And I was curious about the listing. It said rent is seasonal, and I was like, what does that mean? So I don't know if that means like they don't hit you up during the winter for the rent, and they just keep it.
I wish.
Yeah, wouldn't that be cool?
It's probably only
that is not the case. Maybe with him, I don't know.
So a 3-month lease. Maybe.
Rent is seasonal. Yeah. You know?
Wouldn't that be cool?
You don't have to pay rent during December.
You can switch your concept out seasonally.
Yeah,
you could be an Italian restaurant next month.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, exactly. It'd
work out.
Yeah.
No, but I think
Christmas restaurant.
Or, right.
You know, flip it over every other week.
I know. Yeah.
That would be cool, right?
Yeah.
I think it's really, really cool, though, that, I mean, come April, I mean, the waterfront starts to get packed. So you start to, are you guys going to do different themes? And
yeah,
I know you guys did you have, like, Sunday brunch with some.
The drag queens.
The drag queens.
Yeah, it's a cool. We did concept. That on Easter the other day. But yeah, we're gonna
explain that a little more. That sounds pretty interesting. That's like an attraction.
It was a Easter brunch drag show.
Okay.
So these drag queens would dance around. I haven't been. I hate to say it.
You didn't go.
I haven't been yet.
Really, you didn't attend?
No.
See, that seems interesting, especially for the area.
I know. Yeah, it's different.
Oh, you're out of town. What are you gonna do?
I know.
Shit.
But no, we do some fun stuff down there.
Yeah, you got to. You got to be creative because there's a lot of competition. I will tell you, I went down there for Easter brunch just to look at a couple of locations. Mm-hmm. And there's a couple of restaurants. I mean, what they're charging, like that Primo place.
Yeah.
They wanted like $70 for a I thought 70 was a little steep. And then on the menu, they adjusted another $10, like if you eat another. So it's like, you know, $80 per person. That's not including drinks.
Ooh.
That's a lot, you know, for this area.
Yeah.
Very steep.
You know, you take a mom out for Eggs Benedict and some mimosas,
it's still
right?
Newberg.
Exactly. Exactly. It's still Newberg. Yeah, holy
shit.
Let's
not forget. It's still Newberg.
I give that place for a year or two. That's about it. It depends, I guess, if they have deep pockets.
Right, right.
But Color Cube, you're an owner of that, too, as well. Mm-hmm. Give an idea what you guys do there. And this is really, really cool what you guys formatted. Van, can you grab that? That thing is heavy, but it looks really, really cool.
Color Cube is a print shop where we do custom apparel and design. Really, so you can come to us with an idea, and we could print it up on any custom merch that you might want. It's mainly screen printing and embroidery.
Okay, do you do one-offs or you do a
run? We don't. We try and get a little bit higher of an order.
Gotcha.
One-offs are a pain.
They are.
People come in all the time, can I have one shirt?
Yeah. You're like, if you want to pay for 50.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
It's going to be a really expensive shirt.
Yeah. But because you got to cut the screens and everything.
Yeah,
Or they print the screens or whatever.
Yeah, it's a more intricate process than a lot. We actually send people to the mall when they will come in for one.
Yeah.
Because there's a little print shop in the mall.
Oh, really? Like, they'll just do a shitty printout on a shitty t-shirt?
Yeah, yeah. So
that's funny.
The mall, slowly dying mall.
But then we also do hand-painted signs, too.
So you hand-painted this?
Yeah.
This is really, really cool.
Thanks.
Yeah, we send them to the mall.
There's a great print shop at the mall.
It's a great print shop in the middle of the mall. It's a kiosk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ted's kiosk.
They use
the mall
an Epson.
Or some shit like that. This is really cool.
Thanks.
So this is freehanded. So this would be, this is on glass. So This takes you how long to do?
I don't know, hour and a half.
It's not bad.
But I mean, that's a little gold leaf in there.
Yeah.
So that takes a little longer.
Very cool. Very cool. And you guys do the whole gamut. You do anything from sweaters to hats to whatever the print.
Oh, yeah. Glass and whatnot. Yeah, that's pretty cool. It's got to look really nice with light shining through it.
No, really, really cool.
Kind of like a like stained glass.
Right.
Big fan of stained glass.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I like stained glass.
It's relaxing to see you kind of come in through the living room while you're sitting there. Mm-hmm. With a gun in your mouth,
right?
Watch it move across the floor. You know? I'm sorry.
Stained glass should be in every home.
Yeah,
at least somewhere, man.
Right.
Yeah.
When you're ready to blow your brains out.
Exactly. You want some stained glass there?
Flamingo. So that was at Jet Set. In tiki bars, it's very common for people to steal shit because there's shit everywhere.
It's cool shit, too.
And there's stuff on the walls and, you know, all over the place. And I went to buy these flamingos that were made out of, like a resin or something.
Sure.
They were really cool. Long story short, this woman comes in, and she was obviously pretty drunk, and she was like, I love this flamingo. I want it for my house. But it's huge. It's 4 feet tall. And she figures, let me just steal it. Let me try and get it out of here as sneakily as possible.
So was she trying to buy it? She just, want to buy it? She just said,
no,
I love it.
She just thought, let me fucking steal this thing.
She's trying to quarterback sneak but it's way too big and gaudy.
So, right. So they
a
pay
flamingo,
their bill.
Like, you know, walk out of a fucking bar with a flamingo, right?
Big guy, 4 feet tall.
Yeah.
I've done some
I'll just put
shit.
This under my dress.
I've been there.
Yeah, sure. I mean, it looks like you're pretty cool to her, right?
And so this lady, like, she picks it up, pays her bill on the way out the door. All the bartenders were like, ma'am, you can't steal that. That's part of a decor. You know, you have to leave that here. And she goes, oh, no, but I really like it. I'm friends with Pat. It's okay. I'm just going to take it home. And then they go, you should probably call him first. You can't, you're stealing.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
She goes, it's fine, I have cancer. And then just walks out the door.
Well, that's
I don't know who it is.
That probably froze
you. Don't know who it is?
I don't know.
Oh, geez.
I couldn't tell you.
Well, if she's lying, she's going to hell.
Yeah.
But if she had cancer, then you did something really good for someone with cancer.
Right. Right.
Fuck that.
No, that's not.
Yeah, can't she's just stealing. Walk out with the fucking thing.
I'm trying to make lemonade for the guy.
Right.
Someone stole your shit and your staff let him do it.
I know.
It's fine.
Really? Whatever. She said I had cancer and then
she
walked out.
She's
you know, it does
C.
stun you like that, though, in a minute. If somebody said that to me, I'd be like,
yeah, it's
what
like, it nipped in the nuts real quick. Boom.
Right.
You know,
nipped
like in your the friend nuts. Just gave you the. Yep.
Right. All right. Well,
it gives you pause enough
so you're a flamingo now.
For them to get out. You know what I mean? Because you don't know how to come in because it just hits you and you're like, well, how do you respond to that? By the time you respond, they're already gone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're like, hey, you know, I don't own this place. So. Well, lady seems kind of dangerous. Or
well, we
really
want
bad
the
off.
We want the flamingo back. Yeah. We want it back.
Yeah,
or we want proof.
Or, right,
we
or want. Just come clean.
If you're listening and you're not dead, holy shit!
Oh God!
Yeah, it's hard because you
right.
If she had cancer,
right?
You can't
no
be as mad at her, right?
Right.
But then if she doesn't,
right,
then that's pretty. Pretty rotten. We got to find her and kill her.
What do you do if she did have cancer? Do you condone it, though? Do you just go, okay, I got you. Go ahead. Hold on. We got another thing. I don't know what you do. Do you accept it? Do you let that go? First of all, we want to know the monetary value. That
it was
flamingo.
$75.
Oh, that's a valued commodity.
That's a
it was beautiful.
Commodity.
$75. Yeah. Bucks.
I loved it.
Yeah. Well, see,
and
it's
can't
not
find
the
another one.
Dollars. Yeah.
I have, no, I have two others. Identical.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah. So she stole one of three.
She did.
Which kind of makes me think, like, it's okay.
You're the bad guy. You're the bad guy.
It's probably a love triangle that wasn't working out or something.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
She could see the one that was in need.
Yeah. You know? That's a tough one. Well, you got to deal with a lot of that shit, right?
Yeah.
Probably a lot of
They steal shit all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about dashing and dining? Is that still in effect? Do people still do that?
I don't know. There's too many cameras now.
Yeah.
We used to do it.
Well, not enough to catch the flamingo.
Friendlies at the mall.
Yeah.
Just freaking, I had a buddy. I only did it twice, you know, dine and dash.
Oh, remember that friendly?
My buddy backed right into another car.
No shit.
On the way out, bumped into another car, and then boom, we took off. So we not only, like, stole the meal.
Oh, my God.
We got away with a hit and run.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty fucked up.
Yeah. When I used to work on Wall Street, and this is when I didn't have any money, I was a cold caller as a stockbroker back in the day. You would go into these places, and they were very, very nice, and you're drunk. And you didn't have, you made dick money, right, because you're a cold caller. But you look nice. You're in a three-piece suit. And I got to say, there was a couple of dine and dashes there because you get the check. You're like, holy shit, this is like – this is my entire check.
Yeah.
I can't do this.
Right.
Yeah. I'm sure they'll be okay.
The bathroom.
Yeah, like Mr. Friendly. You know, I ripped him off, you know. He'll be okay.
Right. I wonder how many people dine and dash at, like, Morton's, you know. It's probably pretty good.
Probably.
You know. Yeah.
Yeah, because they don't really check.
Is $500.
I wonder, isn't that crazy? Talk about that. Is the cost of goods actually really gotten, and because everybody's complaining, you know, everybody's like, the cost of goods.
It definitely went up.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, you obviously get better margins on liquor.
You do.
Food. So the beverage aspect.
Okay. All right.
Better.
So it's the food, it's the beverages where you make your money.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Yeah. The objective is to pack the bar out.
Yeah.
As much as possible.
All right.
So come on down.
Yeah. Well, do you have anything going on as far as over the next couple months?
On the 13th is the Sci-Flies with 71 Super Creep.
Okay.
They're headlining. Those guys, they dress up. They wear masks. And both bands. The Sci-Flies dress up like flies.
Okay.
Like big human-sized flies. They're amazing.
Cool.
They're the greatest.
All original music, or they do covers?
Yeah. No, I think they do covers, too.
What is it
but
like?
It's all instrumental, like surf rock.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Dick Dale stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Sweet, and they dress up like flies?
Yeah, and then...
I could dig that. I miss people all dressing the same on stage.
Yeah, yeah, right?
Yeah, yeah, that's cool.
71 Super Creep, they dress up like monsters. One guy has a Frankenstein mask.
And, oh, great.
That's pretty cool. The other one has a bass player. He wears like one of those Mexican fighting masks. I forgot the name of them, but
I know what he's talking about.
Pretty wicked looking,
like Jack Black in that movie?
Nacho Libre.
Nacho Libre.
Oh, Luchador mask.
Luchador mask.
Right. Cool.
All right. But they actually play well. Like used to have over at. At OCC, we had the Nerds, so they would do their thing.
Oh, right. Those guys are big, as far as a cover band goes.
Yeah, they're one of the biggest, right?
They're one of the biggest. Yeah.
Like, they tour nonstop, and they make a living doing it.
Yeah, people go, they travel to see a cover band, which I think is fucking insane.
It's insane.
Well, I will tell you a story about the Nerds. I don't give a shit. The Nerds, they played at OCC probably about 3 or 4 times. They were the most expensive band that we had there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had some acts there that were doing original songs.
We paid them. I could tell them what we paid, right? Fuck it.
I guess. Yeah. Yeah.
So we paid the Nerds $4,500.
Whoa.
But then one time they came, but they would pack the house.
They would absolutely
pack the house.
Right.
And there would be a cover. So we charge a cover. So we got the cover back. But the Nerds, one time they came up and their bus broke down. I guess the equipment, you know, where they're hauling their equipment from, they had to play without their equipment.
Ooh.
Or they had to play with somebody else's equipment.
The other people's, yeah.
Night and day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Unbelievable how much that equipment that they have make them sound who they are.
They dress up they're dialed Amish, in. Right?
Yeah. They dress.
Is that the Amish ones?
No, that's the Amish. You're talking about the Amish Outlaws. They kick ass.
Yeah.
They
kick
ass too. The Nerds were great too, but you could tell that everything that they did was just so streamlined production wise that if they didn't have their normal gear.
Yeah, it was fucked.
They were fucked. Yeah. And they were fucked that night because everybody was like, what the fuck happened to them?
They didn't
sound like they did, you know, typically. So it's amazing how you can tweak shit, you know.
Yeah, iron it out and refine it.
You might. We were down in, really I think it was stuff. Cape May a couple summers ago, and my wife saw that the Nerds were playing at a bar.
Yeah.
And she's like, there's this great band, the Nerds.
Yeah.
And I go, well, what do they sing? She's like, they're a cover band.
Yeah.
And I go, you follow a cover band? Yes. This is fucking the weirdest shit ever. Yeah. Maybe this isn't working out.
No.
You know, like, no, they're great. They're I gotta rethink this. Trust me.
Yeah.
They were cool.
No, but I mean, they blew up the one, I mean, the Jersey and all that for many years. They've been around like 20, 30 years now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The cool guy is the the keyboardist. Him and I got along pretty well. The vocalist, it was funny because they were so professional about it. When they got off stage, they were out like in 2 seconds, and they have their roadies too, so they handle all their shit.
Load in.
But I think they're probably one of the only cover bands that really just knocked it out. But they've been playing for years and years and years and years. But anyway.
And they played at Chopper Bar?
They played. We had them there 2 or 3 times. But Amish Outlaws are great. But I'm not familiar with this band. That would be cool. Maybe we should go check them out, Mike.
Yeah. Come down. They're great.
When are they?
71 Super Creep and the Sci-Flies on the 13th of April.
Very good.
10 days away.
10 All days right. away.
12.
When are you guys, when's your sweet spot? Is it May, June, July? Well, July, August? I mean,
through the fall. October.
Okay.
November. Somewhere
around. So you start spending a lot more time down there, or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I try and get there as much as I can. Yeah. I go there usually, you know, at least 3 nights a week.
3 nights
right
a week?
After work.
Okay.
Just stay there for a couple hours.
Gotcha. If you had to do it again, would you do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a soft yes.
Yeah.
A slightly different direction.
right. Yeah. Still do tiki, but that's a big fucking space.
It is a big space.
And it has its, you know, it has its troubles because of that.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you got to make that monthly night, right? Oh.
Yeah.
There is no seasonal incentive.
Right.
You know.
No, it's winter. You can eat your fucking hat.
Yeah.
Right. It was a slow winter.
Yeah.
You know? So. Yeah.
So what is up here? I don't know how the waterfront does in the unless it's you got deep
ghost
pockets.
Town.
Yeah, I know.
Fucking ghost town.
Yeah. It's
ghost
town.
Total tourist.
Like
trap.
One clipper ship captain, you know, missing an eye or something.
Yeah,
he's like at the corner of the bar.
Right.
And, you know, he's taking up space and time. Mm-hmm. It's costing you.
Right. Yeah. Right. He's draining us.
Yeah. It's true.
I know.
Well, you have like 3 or 4 usuals like that during the winter? Or
we
no?
do. Yeah.
You do.
Yeah. Classic drunks.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need them.
Yeah.
You know,
you do.
You need them. We need more of them.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, like back in the day,
right?
Where everybody had their bar,
right?
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And we could totally achieve that if it was a little smaller.
Yeah.
But if it was a little more, it was a little cozier.
Because most tiki bars are kind of like a big hallway. It's like an apartment in New York City or something.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. They're a little more closed in usually.
Yours spills out into like a.
Yeah, it's just a big. It's like an amphitheater.
Yeah.
You know. But yeah, the patio, once the patio opens in a few weeks, that'll change everything, you know? But we're going to do a few more lounge settings in there so that, you know, it'll fill up more space. It's not just like a sea of tables. It'll be a little cozier.
Okay.
You can go with, you know, a smaller group and sit there and eat and drink and kind of have your own little more privacy in that kind of way.
I think the outside is the key because you have that outside during the summertime.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest. I mean, Billy Joe's, if they didn't have that whole deck area, they wouldn't crush
it
like they did.
Right.
I mean, they crush it because that whole deck area out there.
It's massive.
It's massive.
Mm-hmm.
But
the wintertime shuts down there.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's a total ghost town.
Done, huh?
Yeah.
Now, would you have done it anywhere else but down there? Like, you know, you see some parts of Broadway picking up a little bit. You have 90 Broadway opened up, and you got.
Mm-hmm.
Would you have considered a different location, or you think the waterfront is basic? The waterfront.
No,
you can't
so
beat
like,
the waterfront.
Right. I think that.
No, you can't.
Conceptually, to have a tiki bar on the water like that, you know, it was kind of a no-brainer.
Yeah, you got to be on the water, right? You can't have a tiki bar in the middle of Broadway.
Right. But the beauty of tiki is that you can, you know, you create the environment. So, like, if it was a smaller space, you know, somewhere else, like, you can achieve that by the crazy decor and, you know, the light, the low lighting and the plants everywhere.
Yeah.
So you can kind of make it, you can transform any space.
That's true.
Yeah, in any kind of mood or setting that you want.
Right, exactly.
Depending on lighting and how you want to put everything together.
Yeah, yeah. There's some amazing tiki bars in California that I just love. And then my personal favorite is in Austin, Texas. It's called Tiki Tatsuya. And it's several levels, and it's unbelievable. It's Disney-level animatronics. When you order a drink, a specific drink, it triggers the place, and it'll have like thunder and lightning, and they bring you your drink on fire, and it's
kind of like Gilligan's Island kind of thing.
Oh, it's the best! Yeah,
good one.
If you're in Austin,
what was
Fantasy Island. Yeah, yeah. If you're in Austin, go to Tiki Tatsuya.
I might have been there
at some point.
I might have been there a couple of times, but Austin's one of the coolest places in the world.
It is. We're going next week.
Oh, good for you, man.
Yeah, so we'll hit that up.
I've been to Austin once or twice, but it's been a while. But, yeah, they had that one strip, right? It's just a bunch of bars and whatnot. I don't know what avenue or whatever it is. But
8th Street, is it? Or something like
maybe.
That?
Something like
10th,
that.
10th, 8th.
Yeah.
What about the Key Wests of the world? You been down there and looked at any of those tiki bars?
No. I was in a Key Largo, like, years ago.
Okay.
But, no. I haven't. I'm assuming they probably have some pretty badass tiki. Yeah, well, the Maikai's reopening.
Okay.
And that was the biggest in the country.
Okay.
Until I forget when they had closed. But yeah, they're reopening within, I want to say, the next couple months.
Okay. So who, let's say who creates, because I know you guys are, you guys have a pretty phenomenal drink menu, right? Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of different drinks, a lot of.
Yeah.
A lot of different creations. Who's putting that together? You're like a mixologist there?
Yeah, his name's Zach.
Okay.
He's great. He can make a hell of a drink. He and Maggie, who's one of the other owners.
Okay.
She handles all the food.
Okay.
So it's, they're a pretty strong team, to say the least.
And how many owners is a total?
There's 5.
All right. But is that including that you have your wife who's an owner as well, right? Is that one? Are you counting?
Yeah,
one?
She and I are just one.
One. Unit. Okay. That's got to be pretty interesting. Because right. I don't know if I could be, if my wife, if my ex-wife and I were owners about, we would be.
Oh. I mean, I don't, not, nothing I mean, against your ex-wife. I'm just saying, speaking from my experience.
Yeah, yeah.
So
she and I.
When it comes to decisions, ugh.
Right.
But yeah, you
she
never
owns the print shop. She and I both own the print shop together, and then she has 3 salons, which I'm not a part of.
Oh, okay.
It's just hers. And then we're both part owners in the bar.
All right.
And then we have 3 kids.
All right. Wow. Pat, you're
dead inside. I've been dead inside for years.
Stop. That's a beautiful thing.
I take it she's not listening to this.
Yeah,
thing.
I know.
No.
Yeah.
She would laugh.
Mm. Oh, good. She's just as dead as I am.
Easily.
She's like, wait, let me talk about my story. But
I got something for him. You did stand-up comedy. He did stand-up comedy.
Oof.
Oh. That wasn't funny, though.
No. But. Neither was I.
Yeah, you were.
No, I was okay.
He's funny.
I was okay. I could see you being funny on stage.
Yeah,
man.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Every now and again.
Where'd you
I
do?
Don't have any good jokes or
did,
anything.
Did, no. Where'd you do stand-up?
I took a class in Beacon.
Did you?
Yeah.
I didn't know there were classes for stand-up.
Yeah, it's
no
called
idea.
Serious Comedy Theater.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if he's still, I think he's still there.
Was it informative, you think? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I had amazing stage fright. And it was more like, let me get up on a mic and see how that goes.
Yeah,
I've had that.
Yeah. Let's try that out.
Isn't that the worst stage fright?
Oh,
it's like ripping your skin off. Oh, I mean, it's like, ugh.
Yeah, nothing makes you quake more than that.
Right.
Yeah.
Bombing is. Yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh. That's, you know you're alive.
You know you're alive.
You know.
And you wish you were dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
It's one of those deals, just a 5-minute set and like every bit just fucking bombs. Oh, man.
Not a joke landed, huh?
Yeah, yeah, the quiet car ride home.
That's fun.
Let me drive
I haven't gone
silence.
Through that, so I'm digging this from you guys.
Oh, man.
I've been up on a stage with a guitar, but never, never what
it's
you
a lonely
guys
place.
Went through.
Yeah.
Well, you know what it is? It's sort of because there's crickets, right?
If
you guys,
I know, like you.
Oh, worse than that. Sometimes you just be straight up insulted.
Oh my god,
you fucking saw.
Where did you do stand up?
I did stand up in New York City.
Okay.
At Comics at an amateur night.
Okay.
Then I did it for a Haiti benefit, like a benefit for Haiti.
Haiti benefit.
Yeah, when they got hit by a storm. Oh, okay. At so the I'm time, you know, one of the many places. All right. Yeah, I'm not. not a current one.
I was about to throw hit you, but now I was like, no. Okay.
Then also at at the Palatin Club over here.
Oh wow.
Yeah, how'd real stuffy go? Crap bad.
Yeah.
Really bad.
I bet.
Really bad.
Not I had a dirty bone in that fucking jokes. Whole place.
No. No, no, nobody there is funny at all.
No.
Yeah, they have too much money to be funny.
Yeah, yeah.
So it went really bad.
No,
I'm starting to sweat. My scalp's sweating like I just ate like hot peppers. Like, oh no! Do we have to go? No, Michael. Calm down.
Oh, that's.
What
fun.
What about you? How many times did you go up?
Three.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So you did three too, right? I mean,
yeah. But the first time, I did fine, and a couple of the jokes hit.
Okay.
And the second time was a fucking train wreck.
Really?
Yeah. None of them hit, and it was real raunchy.
Okay.
I thought, oh, let me go the raunchy route.
Sure, time. Because it's a little easier to get a laugh.
Do we get a get a highlight of maybe one?
Yeah, maybe your best joke.
Just
throw it out. It's okay.
It was half of the problem was that the setup for the joke took too long. It was about how my computer got stolen out of my van, and I thought I tried to craft a joke around the fact that. When I would go on the Find My Computer app on your phone, how I would see my computer bouncing around town on Google Maps. It had its location on it.
Okay.
And I just assumed that everyone that stole the computer was using it to jerk off.
Okay.
And that, like, my computer was just slowly turning into, like, a bukkake festival.
I like it.
And then at the end of the joke, I don't even remember how it ended. But I was like, I don't even want the fucking thing back. Just keep it. Whoever has it, it's yours now.
That's two things we got to get back for you from this pod.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, man. We might.
But I don't want the computer. Keep the computer.
You're like a bukkake computer. I don't want it.
It's just covered in DNA.
Yeah, it's probably with the same lady who stole the flamingo. Yeah. She hasn't come back, God. So you don't have to worry about that.
Right.
Now, Mike, I know you've been on stage many a times, and Pat was just talking about stage fright, which I have a lot. I've always had.
Crippling stage fright.
Right.
Yeah.
How do you manage that? Or what did you do?
I'm not good at anything else, so I better be pretty good at performing. Because that's where they let you off the hook.
Gotcha.
Right.
Gotcha.
And that's my thought behind it, because it's horrifying. I'm scared to death. Yeah. I was doing open mics for a little while. You know, just to get over stage fright fear.
Yeah.
Because I'm an aspiring singer or anything like that. But
right. Were you doing open mics, or were you doing the karaoke thing?
Karaoke, I love.
Yeah.
Because nobody's supposed to be good.
Well, that's true too.
Worse you are, it's kind of like it should be everybody who wants to sing in front of other people's like starting point.
Right. Gotcha. Okay. So how did you get over your... I know you went through...
So I saw a sign on the side of the road that said Serious Comedy Theater.
Okay.
Classes. So I just signed up.
But your fear of stage fright, that got you over it?
A little bit. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm better now. All right.
How many classes?
I think it was 6 weeks, 6 or 8 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Classes. And then at the end of it, you did the stand-up. It was a fantastic class. It was great. It was right here in Beacon.
Yeah,
And he still has the theater there. So, and I don't know if they do stand up classes anymore. I think they shifted a little bit more towards improv.
Okay,
improv never really.
Improv's cool, but I think you want to move towards being an actor if you're doing improv, right? Yeah,
but I'd say it definitely helped stage fright.
Yeah,
to the least.
Yeah. Well, with me, stage fright is I'm not afraid to, like, if I'm on stage, singing is not really an issue, but singing and playing sometimes becomes an issue if you mess up on a chord or whatnot.
Right. You play guitar?
I do.
Yeah.
And your hands start to feel like cement. Oh. You're like, wait a minute, what the fuck?
Right, right.
Sweaty. I'm sweaty.
I did this great 50,000 times at home.
Right. You know, so I was like,
you ever get in that thing? Yeah, exactly. By my
shower, I had perfect pitch.
I am Whitney fucking Houston. Right here.
Then you show up, you're like, really,
you can't breathe, and you got no breath, and you're like, huh, where did that key come from? I don't know what the fuck, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah. I get it. But you've been on stage, though, Mike. You've been on stage with a few prominent people, right? I think you, you did the, were you on stage with, who was it from Poison? Or he asked you
Oh, Brett Michaels asked me to play with him.
Yeah.
He's going to let me sing Nothing But A Good Time with him. But I had to leave.
You had to leave.
Oh. Yeah. I had to leave. Oh. Yeah, and I always liked Poison, man. You know? Yeah.
Damn.
He's a good dude.
He's a really nice fella.
Yeah, but I mean, I can remember karaoke at OCC. Do you guys do a version of karaoke down there? You guys do that?
I'd love to, but
we'd love to do karaoke down there.
In our lease, it says that we can't do karaoke.
Fuck. Really?
Very restrictive.
Yeah. Wow.
Why?
Yeah.
That sounds strange.
That does sound strange.
I don't know.
Really?
But you can have a band in there.
Yes. No drums.
No drums.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Oof. I know.
Wait.
Okay, so you can do the whole acoustic kind of a thing.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess it makes it so you're going to be a little more creative.
Yeah, there's a lot of workarounds there.
I mean, how do you work around drums?
You can pipe them through the house.
Oh.
So.
Oh, but you just can't have
a
set there.
Right, exactly.
Ah, jeez.
I know, it's lame.
Now, what's your better instrument, drums or guitar?
Drums.
Drums.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I remember going to Jet Set. I think it was. I wasn't in Jet Set, but there was a guy you had last year. He was on. He was out there by the bar area doing a solo. Acoustic.
Oh
thing.
Right, I think it was.
So blonde haired dude.
Yeah,
or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Tiki Ron.
Is that who?
Yeah,
it was? Yeah.
He's great.
He was. Yeah,
he's a wild one.
Yeah, dude. He was trying to get the crowd into it.
Yeah,
he had no fear. No. I was like, this guy's fucking great because one of those guys. He almost reminded me of like a Corey Feldman.
Yeah,
where he doesn't care.
Corey Feldman, who's having quite the comeback.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Which is
pretty much. He's opening for Limp Bizkit up in the in Bethel.
Are you serious?
I swear to God.
I don't even know how that
is. Playing for like 40,000 people.
The guy can
that's
got to
be a joke. I know.
Oh,
I know.
My God.
I know.
He's a freak.
He is a freak. Yeah. But you know what's great about him? He sucks so bad that he's almost good.
Yeah.
Because he's just so, he doesn't give a fuck.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And God bless him for that.
Did
man.
You see the video? I just saw it yesterday of him where they come out on stage and the timing was off.
Oh, yeah.
He was like, just start over.
We watched that.
Yeah,
Mike,
we watched
every
one of those. I think that's every show. It's really something to watch, man. It's not even a. It's not even so much a train wreck as it like a, it's like a sticky mess.
It's cringy.
Yeah, it's a little cringy.
It's extremely cringy.
But everybody loves Corey. Mm-hmm. Like, and my memories of him in films when I was younger is just great.
Yeah.
You know,
his
mouth or whatever.
Right.
Right. Being a wise ass, you know.
Yeah.
And you know,
and then he has his Corey's angels. That's the funny thing. He's got these angels, and they have these little.
Guy's a freak.
He's a freak, but you know what?
And he's making money.
I'd love to party with him.
Yeah,
he's making money.
Yeah,
so everybody's laughing at him. I mean, he's laughing his way to the bank. But at the end of the day, God,
Corey's angels.
I wonder if he stays insulated from those internet videos. You know, does he not watch them?
Right. That's a good question.
I don't know, but I anything he does, he seems to just washes off him. He does not care.
Yeah.
Where me, I'd crawl. I would crawl up in a ball and be easily. Like, "Oh my God, I can't believe I did that." He's just like,
"I would watch it 1,000 times."
Yeah, exactly.
Study what I did wrong.
Yep.
Yeah. Hate yourself.
Yeah.
A little more each time.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah. Correct.
Yeah.
But I think, there's some. There's some strength to that, to being able to laugh at yourself and not give a fuck. And that's always been my issue. I'm like, they're
laughing
at me.
Get past imposter syndrome.
Exactly.
And just sort of like figure out how the hell am I going to do this?
Let it fly.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
I agree.
Which is, that's got to be tough. But I feel like the most successful people.
Just let it fly.
Muscle through it.
And yeah, they don't give a shit, you know, real thick skin.
You really can't care about,
whatever. About feedback.
Right.
At all.
Fuck feedback.
Well, you told me this, Mike. You said, you know, fucking don't even read the reviews and anything of that nature because
they're only going to hurt you.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
If you take it, if you take it to heart.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you used to read reviews? Like when you first started, you're like, oh shit, what the fuck?
Not really, but you can't help but overhear them every now and again. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or someone else that you're close to, like my brother or father, they would kind of be harping on something.
Yeah.
Right.
But other than that, no. No, I didn't.
You just basically let it. I think that's the best way to do it, right?
I think so. I think so. Otherwise, you're going to start giving a shit what other people think. Right. And that gets dangerous.
Right.
You're better off going the other way and just pissing a few people off.
Yeah.
Rather than just like trying to cater to everybody's exhausting.
I can see that.
Especially if you're doing something creative, you kind of have to just throw it out there and then just sort of look the other way.
Yeah.
You know? I think.
Yeah, yeah, totally. You know,
my little experience with that. But so
are you still active in the band scene? You got just too much going on.
No, it's kind of taking a back seat. Mm. But I still sit down at the kit and play the drums. There's a dude that works for me, Donnie, who's in a really successful touring band.
Oh, really? Okay. What's the name of the band? You can give him a shout out.
It's called Mind Force.
Mind Force.
They're great. Okay. He just played Japan a few months back.
No shit.
Yeah, and he was.
Is it original or is it all color?
Yeah, no, it's all original. Cool. They're a hardcore band.
Mind
really
Force.
Good.
Cool. Yeah. Playing Japan.
Yeah.
That's exotic.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
That's got to be something, though. He's like, okay, I'm in Japan playing fucking stadiums.
Right.
I'll be back at Color Cube Tuesday and get back on the machine and start cranking out some shirts, you know? That's the shitty part of being a fucking, you know, that kind of a thing because you have these highs and lows.
Just like, oh, man, there's so many people out there. I hear so many emails to answer.
Exactly.
Exactly.
No, he's great about that, though. You know,
he's got a good attitude.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll sit down at the kit, and he had a kit right across from me.
Right.
And like he'll start, and then we'll kind of do a back and forth. He's an amazing drummer.
All right. So what music?
I learned from him.
What music are you into, though?
I like punk.
Punk.
Rock. Yeah.
Okay.
Big
All
punk
right.
rock guy.
All right.
Punk rock.
Yeah.
Cool. So what is considered punk rock now? Would Blink 182, now, would that qualify or no?
I think at this point, probably not.
Probably not?
You know?
Okay.
But
I don't know.
I think given back in the day, you know, their approach to music being so kind of
wacky and...
Yeah, avant-garde in that respect. Yeah.
So who would you listen to nowadays?
I still listen to the same shit.
Same shit?
As back in the day.
Okay.
I don't know, like new bands? I like Eagles of Death Metal.
I've heard of them.
They're great. They're not punk. They're rock and roll.
My favorite band.
No.
That's good.
Who's your favorite?
Oh, geez. Oof, put me on the spot there.
Yeah. Wow.
Top two? Three, maybe.
Geez, Beatles.
To make it easy.
Beatles, Other Beatles, than the Beatles, and
Beatles.
Yeah. I know. It's my favorite band. You know, my favorite, oof. You know, I love, I like vocalists these days, like Patsy Cline, Aretha Franklin, Edith Piaf.
Patsy Cline is great.
Patsy Cline's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Nobody has tone like her.
No, it's true.
Whatever it is.
Right.
Oh.
Right.
Crazy.
I like that stuff.
Yeah. She got some. Eagles of Death Metal, they went through some shit, I think it was in Europe, right? Didn't they have some kind of a big, when there was shooting or some shit like that?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
And
so
like
it's
people.
The guy from Queens of the Stone Age.
Okay.
And a handful of other bands backing him. But yeah.
Crazy.
I remember hearing about
that. No, I remember Eagles of Death Metal went to something like that. Almost, it wasn't similar to that. Remember that group from the 80s, Great White? What was it called? Great White?
Where Great White.
Where that whole fucking thing burnt
collapsed. Yeah.
Yeah,
there was a fire.
Yeah, there was a fire.
It was in like New Hampshire, I think.
I'm not sure where it was, but it was like, it fucked up the band. So Eagles of Death Metal, I remember where they got, I think there was a shooting
happened.
Or something like that. It's crazy. You can't even go to a fucking watch music without getting
a lovely concert without any gunshots. It's horrible. Fuck. Really?
God. Yeah. Jeez. What's going on nowadays? But I think that's great. I mean, music, I'm all over the place. I love everything. I mean, really do. As long
Who's
as
your top two?
I don't even have a top two. I couldn't. There's just too many. Yeah. I mean, everything across the board.
What are you listening to right now?
Who am I listening to right now? I'm probably listening to. I always just got like the Eagles or some shit like that. I don't know. I wish I could give you this fancy group or some shit like that that everybody listens to and the stories are cool. But I'm just sort of mainstream right down the road.
Yeah. Radio.
Yeah. Keep it simple. You know, that's it. I like to write shit, so So I'm more of an acoustic kind of a sit down and try to put lyrics to music. To me, that is fun and creative to do. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't always work out, but it's the process flow, I think, is very cool.
Yeah, I would love to start writing music again.
Yeah,
that'd be great.
Yeah, that's what I.
And
love
I
to
think
do.
Now that. Donnie, the drummer, who works at, like, he's right in the shop, you know, every day. So it would be fun to just start writing stuff and then just saying, all right, 5 o'clock, sit down at the drum kit.
Boom.
We're gonna record something. It's gonna sound terrible. Yep. But whatever. Let's just do it.
Keep working it over.
Yeah.
So, Mike and I get together and we'll try to write a couple of things. Yeah. He's good with lyrics.
Okay.
He lost the lyrics.
Yeah.
We worked on a song together for a couple of weeks. He lost the lyrics.
You don't just do it on your phone?
And he came over to rewrite the lyrics. And I was like, do you have a word to start the next verse or anything?
Nope.
Didn't.
I'm like, I don't. He played it a few times. And then he just put down the guitar. You got discouraged.
It is fucking, it's still to this day because what we wrote I thought was really, really good. And I had written the first verse and chorus and whatnot. And then we went to the second verse. And Mike was really, really helpful. Mm-hmm. And we created that together. And I don't know what the fuck. I have all these binders and shit. And I cannot find it. I've ripped everything apart because I just tied the song together and I can't fucking
That's
find
funny.
It.
And you sing?
He's good. He can sing. He's got more of that that crooner voice.
Yeah, I always did like the Sinatra stuff. Dean Martin's my favorite. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got to
try to do some version of it. But then you hear yourself do a version of Dean Martin. It's not
right.
It's not Dean Martin.
Right. Right.
So that's our gig. We had a great time. We've been to Europe and we've hooked up with
women.
The band out there. Yeah.
Some men too.
A couple of goats.
Some animals. We got wild. It was great.
Yeah.
That's what's your favorite that animal?
Good times. Good times. Creatively, we've been able to hook up with some really, really cool people over there.
Nice.
Do some cool things. Helicopter rides in the German in the
helicopter ride
Alps.
I almost threw up on.
Yeah. We're in the middle. We had a helicopter. We're in the peak of a thing. And a helicopter came to pick us up and take us on this tour. And I love Mike. He's still in his shorts. It's fucking. I mean, the snow is like 4 feet high.
I almost threw up on these two girls.
Oh my god.
Got out, made it down the hill, puked right around the corner.
Oh, my God.
Did you puke? I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah.
Puked. Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, it was a great time.
Oh, that's funny.
But we're on the Italian. It was such a scenery. And, it was, what's his name? Coots?
Canute.
Canute.
It was a guy named Canute.
This guy.
A strange name.
Canute, who owned a couple of Harley dealerships. He had his two... He had his two daughters on there.
He had a vulgar mouth
a vulgar
in front of his daughters.
Oh, my God.
making comments about mayonnaise on the table while we're eating in front of his daughters. I figured it's a different culture. And he's like, no, it's not a different culture. This guy's out of his mind.
What was he saying? He was saying some nasty shit in front of his daughters.
Yeah, about like, infected genitals and stuff. We won't go into detail.
But it was funny because we were sitting there just thinking, holy shit, is this commonplace? Or he was like, is this common? I was like, no, this guy's fucked up. He was a funny dude. But, we had a good time. And I don't know how we wrapped this into this whole segment. But no, it was just about music and meeting people and that kind of thing. It's funny how you can just meet somebody right off the bat and they're creative and it just changed your whole tone. But yeah, have you been to Europe? Have you been over there?
Yeah, I've been to Italy a handful of times.
Okay.
London. I think that's it.
So you're more of an LA guy, though. If you go anywhere, you'd rather be LA.
Yeah, whenever we have free time,
LA bound.
Out west.
What is it? 6 hours? I've never
been there. Like 5.5.
That ain't that bad.
No, it's fine.
That'll work.
Yeah.
That'll work.
Yeah, I was out there. I was out there for a while and. The cool, this was probably 10 years ago now. We went on Craigslist back when Craigslist was a thing.
I remember that.
You know, back in the day.
Mm-hmm. They had the
we needed a place woman
seeking men.
Yeah. Page. Right. And we were looking for a place to live and we found this house like right in front of the Hollywood sign. And it was my barber. And we were really good friends. And he got me into motorcycles and everything. So we moved in together right in this house, right in front of... Like, it was the closest house to the Hollywood sign. It was for rent for nothing.
Wow.
That's cool.
Just this tiny little tear down. I'd be shocked if it's still there. But it was great. I just love it out there. Everything's great out
there. So the Hollywood sign, I'm picturing it's like... It's up, you know, it's way up there. You can't even access it. So you're telling me there's...
No, you go up into the canyon, like Beechwood Canyon.
Okay.
And then take a left and you kind of snake all the way up the hill.
All right.
It's just like foothills.
Okay.
You know, so it's pretty easily accessible.
Is it?
If you go too close, alarms go off.
Really? So you can't climb on the sign or anything?
Right. Yeah. Sure. A lot of people try and then they have this like camera that yells at you. If you go any closer.
It horrifies most people from California.
Right. Easily.
Yeah. Really easily scares them.
Right.
Away with a stiff warning.
But yeah, if you try and jump the fence, this alarm goes off.
I'm sure everybody wants to take
pictures. It's like LAPD will be called if you go any closer.
Wow.
Some shit like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, how are the people out there? Are they sort of, I mean, is it what you see on TV?
Yeah. Everybody wants a one up, you know.
But. Everybody wants what you get. Is it really the car kind of, you know?
Right. Well, I mean, you kind of find your own. So when I was there, it was cool to, you know, I got kind of into the whole barber culture and car culture, and those guys are all into motorcycles. So that was kind of what exposed me to choppers, and it was funny because when I was out there, I would watch the show.
Really?
And meanwhile, be with all these like chopper guys from the West Coast, not West Coast choppers, but just like these, you know, little guys in their garages just doing this amazing work. It was funny because they knew everything about you guys and
That far away.
Watch the show. Oh, yeah.
All the way across the country.
Right. And
something from home.
Right. Yeah. It was kind of, you know, it was endearing in that fact.
Oh, cool.
To see like, because it was fun to be in California and then see sights from literally the town of Newburgh.
That's true. Yeah, it's right here.
Right.
Yeah, we filmed right here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that does have to be kind of weird.
Right.
You're away from home for a long time. Yeah, because
like all those guys, I'd go, oh, that's, you know, 17K and, you know, whatever. And they go, oh, that's nuts. And I go, yeah, I live right down the street from there. I grew up there. So.
Yeah, because the terrain it's like all desert plants out there and
yeah, it's totally different.
Yeah.
It's
got to be cool.
Yeah.
Well, you know, a lot of people would always mistaken. Or at least when we traveled, Orange County, because there's Orange County in California. Remember, I mean, they're like, oh, we're coming out to see you in Orange County, California. We're like, no, we're not in California. Yeah, so there was, you know, I mean, it would be mistaken that the show was actually created out there
right
instead of New York.
Yeah.
But
did you guys have a lot of interaction with West Coast choppers at all?
Not very much.
No.
My father's become friends with Jesse James.
Yeah.
Well, they're doing it.
During, I think there was just too much of a ego barrier.
Yeah, sure.
They're doing something now. I think your pops is doing something with James and Billy Lane.
Billy Lane, yeah.
Yeah.
So they're doing something for him. I'm not sure what. I haven't had a chance to talk to him about it.
It's funny because a friend of mine, while I lived out there, he was a friend of a friend, and then we became pretty close. His name is Jason Wilson. He owns a company called Sacred Steel. And then he got picked up kind of shortly after I had left to do a show. Oh. I forget what network now. But I think it only lasted a season. But he did, it was all choppers, and he did some amazing builds.
Cool.
I like that name. Sacred Steel is just a good name.
Sacred Steel.
Sacred Steel.
Sacred Deer.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It almost sounds like a cologne, too. Sacred, right. Sacred Steel.
at Macy's. Exactly. Only at Macy's.
Only at Macy's. Sacred Steel.
Oh, we're getting the red flashing light.
And we're done.
Pat, it's been great having you today. Absolutely. Thank you. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, really. Thanks for being on, man.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Yeah,
we're looking forward to
anybody. You're a funny guy. I suggest you do stand up again.
Yeah, maybe I'll try it again.
Yeah.
And everybody out there, anybody.
Do it together.
See, that was even funny because I can't tell if you're being serious.
Right, right.
Anybody,
I'm not.
Anybody out there in the Newburgh area, come on down to Jet Set at the waterfront. And Pat, give it a couple of, you have, what's going on coming up in April, you said?
April 13th, 71 Super Creep.
Okay.
And the Sci-Flies, they're performing. And then later in the summer, we're going to do an Oyster Fest in October.
Oh, that's
so that'll be really big. We're working on promoting that now.
And when is that?
We don't know the exact date yet.
Okay.
But end of August.
Sweet.
Yeah, I think the week before, what is it, Memorial Day?
Like, all right.
Memorial Day.
Memorial Day. Yeah. It's either that or Labor Day. I get a mix.
Yeah, one or the other.
Yeah.
You know, the book.
One, you open the pool, one you close.
Right, right.
And then at Color Cube, anything, you know, you want to give us and give everybody out there an idea exactly what you guys, I mean, what's your four or five main points
so,
that you guys can.
Yeah, so screen printed merchandise, custom design, apparel, embroidery, anything from your restaurant to, you know.
And how can they reach you?
That would be 845-565-8337.
There we go.
Or colorcubeprintco.com.
Nice.
I got a voice for radio.
There we go. So everybody out there, we wish you, hope you had a great Easter. Thanks for tuning in today. We have some great guests coming up. Vin will put that out there. I think on the 11th, we have an exceptional guy. Coming up, Ben, you got that covered?
Got it covered.
All right.
Ben's got it covered.
All right. So thanks for everybody for tuning in today, Mike.
Goodbye, and thank and like us on the web pages at MikeyNowPodcast.jpg. Something.
I can't get anything right.
The care.
You know where to find us.
You know where to find us.
Thank you very much for watching.
Thank you for watching us today.